This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Coronavirus cases continue to soar with nearly 20 million infections around the world. The United States accounts for more than a quarter of that figure. Together, Brazil and India also make up more than a quarter. India has reported more confirmed new cases than any other in the world for six consecutive days, including 62,000 Monday. COVID-19 deaths are nearly 732,000 worldwide and approximately 163,000 in the United States. Brazil follows with more than 101,000 people dying from the respiratory illness. Monday, India reported more than 1,000 new coronavirus deaths, the most the country has recorded in a single day since the pandemic began. Confirmed coronavirus cases in the U.S. hit the 5 million milestone Sunday, as the U.S. continues to face a sustained outbreak more than 4 months into the crisis. In the U.S. state of Georgia, officials at a high school in the capital of Atlanta say today and tomorrow will be spent cleaning and disinfecting after 9 students and staff tested positive for the coronavirus when the school year opened with in-person classes last week. Classes shift online the first part of this week. Australia has reported fewer new daily cases from its virus hotspot in the city of Melbourne than on any single day since last month, but it has also reported the nation's highest daily death total since the virus outbreak began. The state of Victoria reported 322 new infections and 19 new deaths Monday, with 14 of the deaths connected to outbreaks at aged care facilities. Elsewhere in the Asia-Pacific region, China's number of local transmissions fell to just 14. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron has condemned an attack by gunmen in Niger on a group that included French aid workers, killing at least 8 people, including their guide and a driver. The attack happened outside the capital, Niamey, in an area popular with tourists for its wildlife. Lebanon's finance minister stepped down Monday in the fourth resignation from a government under fire over the deadly port blast that ripped through the capital, this according to a ministry official who told AFP. The justice minister resigned earlier today. The environment and information ministers both resigned Sunday. The resignations bring the entire government of Prime Minister Hassan Diab closer to collapsing over the August 4th explosion that has reignited angry street protests. A cabinet meeting is scheduled for later Monday. Meanwhile, world leaders pledged nearly $300 million to help Lebanon recover. More than 30 leaders meeting by teleconference at the request of French President Emmanuel Macron said the, quote, assistance should be timely, sufficient, and consistent with the needs of the Lebanese people and directly delivered to the Lebanese population with utmost efficiency and transparency, end quote. The world powers insist on transparency in how the aid is spent, wary of sending assistance to a government that many Lebanese view as corrupt, and also voicing concern about the influence of Iran through the Shiite group Hezbollah. Macron, who visited Beirut Thursday, said aid should be coordinated by the United Nations. The world leaders called for an impartial, credible, and independent inquiry into the blast that killed at least 158 people and injured about 6,000 others. Election officials in Belarus declared Monday longtime authoritarian president Alexander Lukashenko the landslide winner of Sunday's election. It will be his sixth straight term. The main opposition candidate, Svetlana Tikhanovskaya, says the results are rigged and calls on Lukashenko to go peacefully and stop using force after police cracked down on protesters. Rights groups have said one person was killed and dozens injured in the police crackdown following Sunday's polls. State media said Monday China supports the arrest of media tycoon Jimmy Lai by Hong Kong police, stressing the need to, quote, severely punish, end quote, those who collude with foreign forces to endanger national security. The staunch democracy advocate was one of 7 people arrested Monday on charges of violating the new national security law imposed by China. And Indonesia's Mount Sinabung erupted Monday, sending a huge cloud of volcanic ash and dust as high as 5 kilometers into the sky. This is the volcano's second eruption in 3 days. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.